Now, we're having a bit of fun this morning. There's a lot of controversy at this time of year when hot cross buns hit the shelves, sometimes very early on, sometimes Boxing Day, and we've decided, well, we're going to have a bit of fun with this and talk about and try a few tastes, try a few different buns, see if what we like. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, is that mic working? Sorry, I've got to get it all working here. Yes. We have got Sophie in the studio here. Steph. Sorry, I get my name wrong. Oh, I'm all over the place. We're going to be trying a whole bunch of hot cross buns this morning. What have you got for us?
So we've got regular, just the traditional spicy and sweet bun. We've got the chocolate buns.
Yes.
And we've got apple and cinnamon buns.
Oh, yeah. We've got three different types to try. We're going to have a bit of a taste of them all because, look, if you're thinking hot cross buns, who wants them till Easter? Well, we're going to prove you wrong. We're going to eat them now and show you how delicious they are. Tell you which ones are the best. That's coming up next on 2SER. First, the Orb Weavers. Oh, Jeff's going to try them too. Jeff's in here, but we're going to try them in a sec after this song.
This for the world.
20 past 7 on 2SER Breakfast. My name's Mick Rad. Now, we are getting our salivary glands drooling because we've got Steph has brought in a whole bunch of different flavoured hot cross buns. And, yeah, we've got apple and cinnamon. We've got plain original ones. And then, of course, we've got chocolate. A lot of the different supermarkets have got all different flavours at the moment, including brioche. I heard there was like brioche hot cross buns at one of them as well. But we've got three great flavours to try. And Jeff has joined us in the studio as well. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, this beats reading the news. Wow, that smell.
Now, Steph, quickly give us a rundown on hot cross buns and like their origin. You know about a bit of why they've got crosses on the top of them and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so they're eaten on Good Friday. And they originated in the UK, and most of the Commonwealth countries eat them. So Australia, Canada, the British Isles,
okay.
Ireland as well. And there are also some parts of America that also eat them.
Right.
And basically the little pastry crosses on top, obviously to Christians, signify the cross that Jesus died on.
Okay.
And the spices in the bun, because the traditional one is a bit spicy as well as sweet, signifies the spices that were used to embalm his body when they went to bury him.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
No, neither did I. Hot cross bun facts here on 2SER.
Apparently they're only meant to be eaten on Good Friday.
Well, that's right. There are some religious people who are find it quite sacrilegious that they're even in the supermarkets earlier and that people go and eat them and buy them before that. But, I mean, in the end of the day, they're just a bun. We've got some fruit in there.
Exactly.
Yes, there is a symbolic cross on the top. But, you know, taking that away from it, maybe we should just call them something else buns until Easter.
Why don't we just put a warning out to religious people not to listen for the next 2 minutes?
Sounds good. All right. What we've got here, we've got three plates with three different flavours on them. What can we try? Should we try the original first? Should we go OG? Okay. Which ones should we try?
They're the little ones.
Okay.
Lots of dabs of butter too we need.
Yeah, you've got to have them with butter. Otherwise, it's just not right, right? Okay. Oh, yeah. And these are fresh this morning, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mick. Oh, Steph, these are good. I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
I think hot cross buns are one of those things that I sort of look at after Christmas and go, oh, you know, I don't want the year to go too quickly. So I'm like, you know, Easter's so many months away. And you're right, sometimes Easter is a different time of the year. So sometimes you're waiting like 3 or 4 months from Christmas till Easter. This year, I think it's the beginning of April. So we're about 3 months away.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that the bakers, like, I must enjoy making the hot cross buns. They're like looking forward to it at Christmas time. Oh, it's nearly hot cross buns.
Independent bakers, there are some of them that are refusing to bake them until closer towards Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of customers are upset about the fact that they're out. I've got no complaints.
That's all very political, isn't it? Wow.
I've got no complaints because the earlier they come out means the more that I can fit in before Easter.
I like that theory.
I just wish they were available all year round.
And mine was delicious.
Well, that was the original one. And yeah, the original one's good. And I like them when they don't have too much fruit in them. I'm not a huge fruit bun fan, but I like the sultanas. There's nice flavour on them. I'm really looking forward to the chocolate ones.
Are we doing a Margaret and Dave thing here where we give them stars?
Or... we could do that.
Five stars. Off the charts.
That was brilliant. How do we top that? By having another one.
By having another one. What have we got next? Chocolate next? Or
yeah,
should we leave
chocolate,
it?
Chocolate, because chocolate's also kind of an OG as well, because it's been out for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah. They have had chocolate hot cross buns for a while. I do remember when they first came out, and I was like, whoa, and it has like gooey chocolate in the middle. It's like a cake, pretty much.
Well, as a kid, when I used to complain about sultanas, chocolate was like the next best thing.
All right, I'm going to give it a go too.
All right, we've got a chocolate one. Just to see how controversial this is, on the Woolworths Facebook page, they put up a post. It was like, guess who's back? Back again. And it's a picture of a hot cross bun. Ah. The amount of comments on this thread are ridiculous. They're like, there's something like 40,000 likes reactions to it. But then the comments just keep coming. And Woolworths are just happily responding to all the comments, you know, like addressing people's concerns, just saying, hey, we're having fun with this. But it's obviously...
Are people annoyed?
Oh, people are. Like, there are people who are just like, oh, this is ridiculous. Some people obviously have their religious reasons, and other people are just like, well, it's not even close to Easter yet. But at the end of the day, who really cares? It's just a nice food. Eat it.
Hey, that chocolate one is great.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had it before. That's brilliant.
Never had a chocolate hot cross bun.
Never had a chocolate hot cross bun in my mouth. Or anywhere. Sorry.
Oh, wow. It's gooey, isn't it? But I love that.
Well, that post did come up on my newsfeed because my friend commented on it going,
see?
Call a friend.
Oh, yes. The Eminem reference. I love it.
That was nice.
Well, that was good too. I'm torn, but they're both good. The original and the chocolate. The apple and cinnamon is the last one to try. All right, we may as well do it. Is it there?
Yeah, the big ones.
Oh, these ones?
Yeah.
Oh, these ones. What did
the
I?
The big ones.
Oh, right. Okay, the big ones. Here we go.
These ones.
Yep.
This is a way to spend 2SER breakfast, I reckon, eating hot cross buns.
Do this for the rest of the show.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is serious journalism.
Oh, yes. Steph, you and I need to talk. No, this is great.
I would like to see other... How early is too early? Like, you know, when people put up decorations for Christmas, sometimes in October, sometimes even earlier. You know, is there a time when... Maybe the marketing gets too much in the way with these events, you know, especially Easter. When are the eggs? We've got the hot cross buns. When are the chocolate eggs? Are they in the shelves already?
I haven't seen any eggs in my local Woolies yet.
Mm.
The one thing that I'm surprised by is that they haven't advertised Valentine's Day yet.
When's that?
Oh. That's next month.
Oh, is it?
It's February 14th.
Okay. Normally after the new year, they've got all the, you know, heart-shaped everything, like mugs. And
It doesn't worry me because I just don't look. If I don't want to see the eggs, I'll just move to the next aisle.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people are really outraged about it, but I'm cool with it.
Some people get outraged by everything, Jeff,
yeah,
isn't
true.
That right?
Yeah. This is delicious.
I must say, the apple and cinnamon's okay, but I think the chocolate and the OG, the original ones are better, but the chocolate ones, I almost feel like they're a dessert rather than a breakfast. There's so much chocolate in them.
We all get a verdict?
Yeah, we all get a verdict. What are your favourite ones, Jeff?
I have to say, I can't go past the original.
Yep.
The original. And then I would go with the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the apple cinnamon, although I'm allergic to apples.
Uh-oh.
But,
what have we done?
But I imagine they're not, like,
real
apples. Why not?
I think I should have checked allergies.
The last time I ate an apple, I ended up in the emergency department of St. Vincent's Hospital. Seriously,
oh, no.
I'm not actually allergic to pears and apples.
Oh.
I should stop.
Apple and cinnamon, sorry.
I didn't think, actually. Stupid man.
Live on air, Jeff gets an allergy. Oh, shit.
Well, hopefully I'll be back with the headlines.
What are your thoughts, Steph? What are your favorites?
I just say give me hot cross buns any day, every day, all day.
Out of the three, which one you don't mind?
Just give me all the hot cross buns.
All right, all the hot cross buns. There's the answer. You're on 2SER. We better play a track. We'll come back with the news headlines real soon. Thanks, Jeff.